Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Blog Talk. How's everybody doing today? And welcome to the Zurian Show. As always, we are honored to have you and to be able to share and spend some time with you. And as always, we hope that all of the information that we give, or we hope all, but at least most of the information that we give, is actually helpful to those of you that are honoring us with allowing us to share some time with you and to talk about the different subjects that we talk about. As always, we welcome any callers who would like to call in that have questions or have comments, to please do so. Also, if you don't, you know, call in during a live show, that's fine too, but you're more than welcome to listen to the shows after an episode is aired, and you can also leave any comments or questions or anything like that, and we'll also answer them in the most expedient manner possible. But again, as always, we always look forward to people that call in, and also, you know, we ask that anybody that does call in, that they, you know, the allow me for the host is what you need to say, and we'll give you a chance to say what you need to say. But we also ask that you please keep it to the point and keep your question brief. We're not trying to argue, we're just trying to share information, and hopefully, you know, this mission and improve the quality of the service that we are presently giving. So as always, again, Blog Talk listeners and listeners of the Zurian Show, I am truly honored that you guys are kind enough to allow me to share some time with you and, you know, to talk again about all of the subjects in which we actually talk about. You know, it's kind of interesting because the fact that originally, we had no idea the show would grow and pop as it has. So that's really been, I can't say a surprise, but it's definitely humbling, and it's an honor to know that, you know, we have so many people that are actually enjoying the show. All right, with that said, today we are going to talk about Statement of Desire with Action. Statement of Desire with Action. It's probably a topic that's got a few people confused. Okay, what the heck is he talking about? A statement of desire with action. All right, first off, let's go back to a statement of desire. A statement of desire is basically you deciding that you or an individual deciding that you want to reach a particular goal. And then as any goal that you want to reach, you can't be vague. You have to be specific in what it is that you want to accomplish or the goal that you want to reach. And basically, vague goals get you vague results. So we try to specify what it is that we want, as in, let's say you're looking for a particular dollar amount in your life. Well, what you need to do is you would give yourself that particular dollar amount, you give yourself a certain time frame to do it, and then on that dream statement, what you would do is that from there, you would go ahead and write down the specific goal, the specific amount, the specific date, and what you're going to do, what you're willing to give in exchange for this particular goal. You know, everything takes sacrifice. Nothing is free, so to speak. You know, everybody that wants to get through life wishing and hoping things are going to work out usually find themselves very disappointed. You know, they say that they put it in God's hands. Well, I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with putting it in God's hands, but God has already given you, if you look at it in a more open-minded way, God has already given you everything that you need to succeed at the task in which you already have, or the goal or the different thing that's going on in your life. However, us, we need to take the bull by the horns and do what we need to do to make that particular dream or goal come to fruition, or to fix that particular problem. Wishing that the problem is going to work out usually doesn't work out. Wishing that the problem is going to all of a sudden abate itself usually isn't going to work out. Why? Because in order for you to get something done, it takes action. So that's basically what a statement of desire is. It's specific. It also says, okay, what things are you going to do and how are you going to do them to actually help you reach this goal desired goal that you are looking to accomplish through by providing the service or whatever it is that you're looking to do. Again, a lot of people try to concentrate on wishing that things will get better. But in order for things to get better, in truth, you have to get better. You know, what was the saying? Don't wish it was easier, wish you were better. And that's basically the mindset of this particular statement. Well, again, life has a tendency to drop us all a ton of lemons. It has a tendency to throw things in our way. And while those things are in our way, we're so wrapped up in trying to figure out how to get around it that sometimes one of the problems that we most of us face is that we miss the opportunities that are right in front of us. And how do we do that? What we do is that we get so myopic in our views that we don't realize that sometimes opportunities are in what we consider the failures or what we consider problems or what we consider the things that are causing us the most aggravation and grief. So sometimes opportunity is wrapped in disappointment or failure, but we fail to notice it because we're so wrapped up, again, in that particular failure. We're so wrapped up in our self-talk. We're so wrapped up in our, you know, belief that, you know, the world is falling, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. Well, ladies and gentlemen, think of it this way. If you take a moment and look throughout history, the sky is always falling. There's always something happening. There's always something going on. There's always some new emergency. There's always some new problem that raises its head and distracts us from the particular mission in which we were on when we started on our quest. There's always something vying for your time. There's always something that you could do, but there's always things that you should do, but you're not doing them because you're doing the things that matter least. One of the other things is that most of us need to put in the things that matter least in front of the things that matter most. So we need to get the things that we need to get out the way. Again, a desire is one of those tools that you use because what it does is it gives you a day. It gives you a point to sit down, write down the things that you need to do, what you're willing to give up for those things. It gives you a deadline, and it's also something that you need to look at every day. You need to look at the overall mission statement. Your overall mission statement, or part of your desire statement, is you looking at a particular thing that you write out, and you basically read it aloud. And what you do when you read it aloud is that confirming your commitment to doing the thing that you need to do. And how are you reaffirming that commitment? Because what happens is that from that statement, from you saying it, every time you get up and every night before you go to bed, you're starting to make that reality real. Most of us are subject to something called conditioning. And most of us are conditioned for the opposite of the positive. What's the opposite of the positive? Of course, it's the negative. So if you're conditioned for the opposite of the positive and you're conditioned for the negative, then that means we've got to do some reprogramming. What is that reprogramming? That reprogramming is getting your mind into a positive mode so that you can start taking in positive information, receiving positive information, and also recognizing positive information. Another thing that I stress to a lot of people is that most of us need to really guard our minds. We let a lot of negative people into our minds, and we start accepting that false evidence, that fear, as being real. And it's not real. It's only real to us, or perceived to be real to us. Why? Because we have adopted it as being real. There's no real validity. There's nothing that proves that you're going to fail. There's nothing that proves that the particular dream you have is a useless dream or not worth living. There's nothing there. There's no evidence to put that out. The fact that 1,000 people or 2,000 people or 10,000 people fail has absolutely nothing to do with you. It really doesn't. It only has to do with those people and the things that they did to not get to the goals or not reach the dreams that they had. So, as we go through life And as we try to reach our different goals, we need to keep in mind that, as this, as the saying goes, half a measure avails us nothing. So putting half of your heart into it, same thing with relationships, putting half of your heart into it is not going to give you a whole. If two people put a half into it, then we would probably end up with probably about 30% effort on both parts, because each person is waiting for the other person to do their half. And what ends up happening? As one person feels as though the other one isn't giving their 100%, they pull back some more percentages, okay? It's just like a report. I'm sure that most of you have had times where you've had a report due, or, you know, you've had something that needed to be done and somebody gave you a deadline. And as the deadline got handed down from the upper level down, the marker moved, as in, okay, John, I need this in my hands by Friday. John goes to Steve. Steve, I need this in my hands by Thursday. Steve goes to Bill. Bill, I need this in my hands by Wednesday. Bill then goes to Diane, I need this by Tuesday. Diane then goes to the next person, I need it by Monday. So now each person has moved the bar. Each person has changed when the delivery date is. So now everybody's rushing for a goal that's actually 5 days away, and it may take them 10 minutes to do. But what does everybody also do? Everybody also procrastinates. Everybody also puts it off. Everybody also moves it to a least level of importance. Why? Because they've got so many other goals and things that are due sooner than they're supposed to be due. So again, each of us need to guard our minds and guard the information that comes into us. We also need to make sure that we're giving realistic goals and that we're setting realistic goals for ourselves. Now, saying I want $1 million tomorrow, that's the lottery. What's your chances of winning the lottery? Several billion or several million to one. That's not a realistic goal. Plus that, there's no work that's going to be involved. And I'm not saying don't play the lottery. Play the lottery as much as you want. But understand that the lottery is a fool's bet. It's kind of like working a job. Working a job is a fool's bet. Why? Because in the end, what are you truly doing? You're truly living to live somebody else's goal. Now, if you, you know, it's kind of like that pyramid mindset. If you get in soon enough and you make the right connections, then you may be one of the chosen. You may be one of the gifted. You may be one of the fortunate that are able to ride out the wave, because you've got so many other people that come by later on, and they in turn do all of the work. But in most cases, that doesn't happen. In most cases, the majority of people are not going to give their all. And I was listening to a Jim Rohn speech one day, or talk, and he was talking about how, you know, he decided that he was going to help everybody. He was going to help everybody grow. He was going to help everybody give 100%. He said, you know, he said the 30 pence, he was going to make the 30% give 100%. You know, he said some do 10%, some do 30%, some do 40%, some do 50%, some do 100%. He decided that he was going to help the people that weren't really working that hard work harder. He was going to help them to reach their goals and meet their marks and those things. And he said, you know, he said, I'm going to do it if it kills me. And he said, you know what, I almost died. So you've got to let the people that are 20%ers do their 20%. You've got to let the people that are 30% do their 30%. And you have to let the 100%ers do their 100%. And let them, and also make sure that they understand that their reward is relevant to the ability and the amount of work that they want to put in. So if they only want to do 20% worth of work, then they're going to get 20% worth of results. If they only want to do 10% worth of work, then they're only going to get 10% worth of results. You know, they say that the true key to success is figuring out how to do something once and to continually get paid on it. And that's really a true statement. That's the real goal of success. That's really putting it in a way where you can definitely win. However, most of us ignore that model. Most of us don't look at it that way. So again, like I was saying before, wishing and hoping for success without putting in the required effort will avail you not. So you won't live your dreams. You won't reach the goals that you want to reach. Faith and purpose along with correct action are all that you need. So are you ready? You know, are you ready to put forth the faith? And are you ready to go out there and find the things that you need to help you to live your dreams and help you bring the thing that you say you want to fruition? Or you just want to constantly complain, blame everybody else, and not do your part? You know, there's a saying that I actually learned in business, and I didn't learn it that long ago. And it said, you don't help the people that want your help. You help the people, or the people that need your help. You help the people that deserve your help. And how do you show somebody that you deserve their help or that they deserve your help? How you show them is by going out there and presenting, by going out there and trying, by going out there and failing, and continuing to do that until you start to get some results, till you start to have some success. Because it's a learning curve. Plus that, it's a point of appreciation. A lot of people get things and they don't really appreciate the things that they get. And one of the reasons that they say they don't appreciate it, or that it's said that they don't appreciate it, is because a lot of people that have a lot of things didn't work for it. They didn't put in the effort. So since they didn't put in the effort, they don't appreciate what's been given to them. So what do? They throw it away. You know, I was talking to a motivational speaker, a pretty successful guy, and he was explaining to me how he never smiled. He gave a great talk, but he never smiled. So since he never smiled, he never bonded with his audience. Well, he said he had to learn how to smile. This guy used to be a professor, and he ended up becoming the dean of a college and all of that. And, you know, his wife ended up changing jobs, and then she got a job as a director of a nursing facility, and I believe it was in Florida. And when she got that job, you know, she gave him an ultimatum. The ultimatum was, you either move with me or you don't, but I'm leaving where they lived. And they lived in like a little Kentucky town or something like that. And this was her dream opportunity, and she had followed him around and helped him meet all of his goals. And she felt that now it was his time to help her meet hers, which was fine. He ended up She ended up taking the position, and they ended up moving to Florida. And as far as I know, they're very successful, all of the above. But the interesting part to that was that he ended up becoming a speaker. And in his goal to become a speaker, he had to learn how to communicate with people differently, because the academic world and the world that he was now dealing with were totally different. So he had to learn how to smile. He had to learn how to talk to people and deal with people differently. And this was a severe learning curve for him, so to speak. But it was interesting. He ended up growing. He ended up learning how to smile. He ended up learning how to interact with people. And his speaking career got a lot more successful, you know, to where he started speaking at different events and started teaching people motivational stuff. And it just really grew, which is a very interesting thing. You know, I hope to one day reach his level and, of course, pass it by many times over. But the fact that this man was able to change his ways and change his life over this time that he had is, to me, an amazing event. But anyway, we need to take the correct action to get us where we want to be. Because, again, dreaming and wishing that things are going to get better is, of course, not going to make anything better. It's not going to solve any of our problems. It's not going to help us in any way. So faith. Faith is a very powerful thing. With the right faith and the right belief, you can conquer anything. But please understand that God has already given you what you need. So that means your faith has to be followed up with what? Your action. And you need to have a purpose. You need to have a definite goal. And your purpose and your definite goal will take you so far. Your faith will take you even further. But you also need to put the right principles behind that. Remember that everything begins and ends in the mind, and your ability to mentally organize and accomplish the task at end. So we have to focus on what it is. We also have to exercise the visualization and imagining power of the mind to see the thing to the end, from the beginning to the end, so that we see the entire journey, at least the principles and not the steps. Because as long as you get there and get closer, you're going to be able to reach the particular goals and dreams that you're looking for, and you're going to reach the ends that you need to reach as you move forward and trying to get the things accomplished. Wow. and the different things taken care of so that you can do the things that you need to do and live the life that you want to live. Again, life is what you make it. The events in front of you are events in front of you. How you deal with them is what's going to determine whether you succeed or whether you fail, whether you reach your particular goals or whether you don't reach your particular goals. But it's all up to you. Nobody's going to stand there with a magic wand. Nobody's going to answer all of your questions. You're going to have to get out there, and you're going to have to do work. You're going to have to believe in yourself, and you're going to have to look at and listen to some of the things that I'm saying and apply them so that you get the type of reaction and the type of response that you're looking for. And as you do that, your dreams will come to fruition. You'll live a life worth living, and you'll be one of those people that we call the chosen. Thank you very much, everybody, and thank you for listening to The Zurian Show. I hope that the information that was passed was useful and that everybody has enjoyed the time that we spent together. Please tune in for the next show. We're going to try to do shows a little bit more frequently than we have in the past, and the reason for that is that we just want to try to see if we can get more information out to more people and help as many people as possible. Because for us, this isn't about the money. For this is about sharing, this is about growing, this is about developing, and this is about each one teach one. Because all of us have something to give, all of us have something to share, and it's going to take action and faith. Thank you very much, everybody, and have a great and wonderful day and a great and wonderful life. This is Zurian of The Zurian Show saying today is now. Take action, move forward, let's do the things we need to do. Thank you again for listening. Farewell.